This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company. They were on the show back on June 9th of this year. We're talking no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the president, CEO, and chairman of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's great to be here.
Hopefully you're keeping yourself and your family safe over there in California.
I appreciate it. I hope all our listeners are staying safe as well.
You know, speaking of COVID-19, you know, really, are the COVID-19 survivors, are they the lucky ones? And no pun intended.
Well, I mean, that's a deep question. Obviously, it's better to be alive than be dead. but the survivors are not total winners. Most of them have not dodged the bullet completely because, you know, we all know that the COVID-19 attacks the lungs. That's what puts everybody on the ventilator or whatever. But at the same time, the darn thing is hitting the heart, the blood vessels, the liver, the intestines, the brain, the nervous system. It can cause blood clots, stroke, and seizures. And the situation is with the people who are hospitalized, and even some that are not, they need serious medical help for maybe months or even years to come. So it's not just, you know, either you hit or miss. You can still be alive, but not be that big a winner.
Well, you know, I asked you that because I wanted to bring it in full circle back to your company. How does nuclear medicine and medical isotopes apply for the COVID-19? I know that you took on a new company and added to your parent company down there in San Diego. And where are we at in all that?
Well, thank you for asking. It does sound like a big bridge to make, but the news is that you need the doctor when he's treating these patients that have had problems in their heart or the blood vessels, whatever. He needs to know exactly what's going on, and you know, to guide successful treatment. And that's based on the doctor understanding exactly what's going on in the body. And, of course, that comes from scanning and doing other tests. And the nuclear medicine scans are really fantastic because you can target a specific organ. You can see it, not just a picture, but you can see it in motion, seeing if it's doing its job and get an idea of the internal structure, how it might be damaged or how it might be working just fine. So the medical scans and the medical isotopes that make those possible really can't get along without that and have successful treatment for all these different cases. Also, the radioactive isotopes, cobalt 60. So most of the scans done with technetium 99 isotope, but cobalt 60 and other isotopes are also used for, you know, sterilization. And, you know, I'm wearing gloves right now and a face mask. And so we all know that sterilization helps to prevent cross contamination with the.
Yep.
So these isotopes, they're in more demand than before.
And where are you guys at in the scheme of things on these isotopes? Which I think there's the same number of protons and a different number of neutrons. Is that correct?
Right. You got it. What makes an isotope is the number of neutrons. So iron 55 is different from iron 56 because it has one more neutron in there, but it's still iron. Anyway, but the medical isotopes, the MIFTEC is scheduled to do a new test with their neutron generator, and the new test is going to be 4 or even 10 times higher flux. I'm sorry, higher power going through it. So they had done a 1 mega amp test. Now they're going to do either a 4 or possibly a 10 mega ampere test. And that should get them the data that prove that will allow them to make their final adjustments and start production, actually, hopefully in 2021. So
I got two questions for you. One, why is there an isotope shortage? And two, how is U.S. Nuclear and MIFTEC going to solve this $7 billion problem?
Thank you for asking. The reason for the shortage is that the isotopes are sort of a secondary use for a few nuclear power plants around the world. None of these plants are in the North America. Unfortunately, there was a nice one in Canada. They shut down. And so the medical isotopes that your doctor is using on you may have come from South Africa or from Russia or Australia. You can imagine there's a horrible logistics problem. And now with the airplane companies all confused and half the people trying to work from home, there's further disruption in the supply chain.
Right.
These are 40-year-old reactors, and they're going to be phased out over time. And so the new source of isotopes is needed. And the MIFTEC solution uses heavy water that's been distilled from seawater, and no, it doesn't come from highly enriched uranium, which is what most of these plants are now using. And so there's no radiation waste when they're done, and it's just a very clean machine. These will be modular, so that they can go into an individual hospital or a couple hospitals can share one of these generators. So I think it's going to be a huge improvement. And you know, we do have some competitors, but you know, a $7 billion shortage, that will keep all of the competitors very, very busy. So as soon as MIFTEC gets going into production, I think you'll see the world change.
And when do you think that's going to go in production?
You know, I think we'll get the final prototype sometime this coming year, and then we'll go into production in 2022.
My guest today has been Bob Goldstein. He is the CEO, President, and Chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find their company on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. My personal opinion is you might want to grab some of these shares, because I don't think you're going to see this price on here very, very much longer, around the 55, 60 cent area, grossly undervalued. Bob, I'm going to give you the last words here. What would you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from today's interview?
I'd like them to know that you know, we've been promising these isotopes for so many years, and we've been constantly improving our systems and our prototypes. And I think it's finally coming to a head, and we're gonna win this one.
Bob, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. It's always delightful to have you on here. I'm very fascinated what you guys are doing over there. Again, check them out. Very undervalued company for a technology radiation detection holding company, trading around 55 to 65 cents a share with a market cap around $12 million. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Everett. Thanks so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.